Welcome to Bitachon for Our Times with the OU Women's Initiative. I'm Yat Aldavidowitz. The role of fear and its antidote. Fear is an instinctual emotion. It comes on almost like a reflex in response to a threatening situation. Think back to a time that you felt fear, or perhaps right now you are experiencing fear in response to the situation in Eretz Yisrael, or the rise of anti-Semitism throughout the world. Or fearful of something else altogether, like fear about a health issue, a financial burden, fear about the future. Fear is an unpleasant feeling. If we could take a magic wand and whisk away our fear, we would probably jump at the opportunity to do so. There is, however, a very positive outcome that fear can lead to. Fear can lead to a much deeper level of bitachon. And in the times we are currently living in, post Simchas Torah, post October 7th, 2023, this has become evident. It's evident from the story of the woman hiding with her children in her safe room in one of the kibbutzim which were attacked. And as she hears the terrorists right outside her door, she speaks to Hashem, relying on him to save her and her family, making a deep and sincere commitment that she will start and forever keep Shabbos. It's evident from the now widely circulated video of the couple who were at the Nova concert and were being shot at in their car. A completely secular couple, his body is covered in tattoos. He speaks with emotion as he describes how he pushed his wife's head down for cover and he presses on the gas as hard as he can while trying to escape the terrorists. And from deep within him comes the sound of bitachon as he screams out the words, Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Achad, over and over and over again. It is evident from the 200,000 plus pairs of tzitzis and many thousands of pairs of tefillin that have been requested by IDF soldiers who want to connect HaKadosh Baruch Hu as they enter battle and now recognize that He is truly the source of power and success that they are dependent upon. It is evident from the multitude of Tehillim chats that are completing Sefer Tehillim at lightning speed around the clock each day. It is evident from the soldiers, many of whom would probably be categorized as secular, beginning their missions with psukim of bitachon, like Shema Yisrael, and singing Einod Movado and Anachnu Maminim Bnei Maminim, as they enter the war zones. When we see that we can't rely on governments or armies to fully protect us, like we clearly saw on that tragic day, we are actually gifted with the opportunity to deepen our bitachon because the fear can propel us to strengthen our reliance more fully on HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Although we never ask to be tested in life, and we never wish to experience pain or fear, when it inevitably arises in our life, we have a choice. We can let the fear handicap us, create paralysis, or we could harness that fear to grow and deepen our dependence upon our Creator. And then when we do, we also reveal the antidote to fear. As David HaMelech sings in Tehillim, Perek Nun Vav, chapter 56, Pasuk Dalet, Yom Ira, at a time I feel fear, David says, Ani Elecha Eftach, then I put my trust in you. David had enemies. They were trying to attack him. David is a human. He experiences the emotion of fear. But then in response, he uses the fear as a catalyst to strengthen his bitachon. And then once his bitachon has become strengthened, the fear dissipates. The para continues in Pasuk Hei, Belokim batachti lo ira. Now he has bitachon. I have bitachon in Hashem, so I am not afraid. Maya seva sarli, what can mortal man do to me? Fear is an instinctual emotion, one that is uncomfortable, unpleasant, and can be scary. If we had a magic wand to make it go away, we'd want to wave it. Well, David HaMelech teaches us we do have such a wand. When you experience fear, use the fear to strengthen your bitachon. Recognize that Hashem loves you. You're in His all-encompassing embrace. He wants only what is best for you, and He's all-powerful. And in strengthening your bitachon, you will have not just discovered the role of fear, but its very antidote. Thank you for listening to Bitachon for Our Times. At every moment of every hour, there is no other force or power. In od malvado, efes zulaso. Bitachon for Our Times is dedicated by Eve and Sedona Cohen in loving memory of their grandfathers, Philip Cohen of Philadelphia and Dr. Dudley Weber of New York, of blessed memory.